Kof Tes Teves, Tuesday the 20th of January, Rabbi Motto Wiesenfeld, Know Your Onions.
It is. I've been warned by a friend of mine that when you speak in Torahway, he warned me before I came to London, when you speak in Torahway, make sure to wish everybody good morning. Good morning. One of the privileges of having a father as a regular in Torahway is that you get to hear exactly what the Tzibur wants to hear, or more importantly, what the Tzibur doesn't want to hear. So I'm going to leave out the praises of learning after davening, and we're all great, we're all learning Torah, let's get straight to the Ra'alach. The subject of today, Know Your Onions, is a subject generalized as the halachas of Dov HaChorif. It's the halachas in Siman Tzadi Vov in Yoredeya. And the halachas are extremely complex, they're confusing, and I hope, Mitzvah Hashem, to simplify somewhat the halachas of Dov HaChorif to... We'll go through the klalim. We'll start with the klalim and hopefully apply them to some shailos halacha lemaisa. There are two categories regarding dov haChorif. There's two ways that one can transfer blias using the category number one is transfer using bishul, using the heat of yatzei ledesboy. We'll discuss a bit later what that is. And the second chiluk is duchke de sakina, which is the lashon haGemara. Duchke de sakina literally means the pressure of a knife. Now, the pressure of a knife is something which we don't find in any other halacha besides Dov HaChorif. And I hope to explain, Mitzvah Hashem, how it works, why it's different to a regular case of Bishul. And we hope to come out with something halacha l'maisa. Now, it all starts off with the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph on the base brings down a memory of Chizkiah. The Gemara says as follows. Oma Chizkiah Moshe Mabaya Hilchasa Halacha lemaisa, dogim she'olu b'ka'ora mutar la'achla mekutach. If one has fish which was cooked in a meaty pot, it's mutar, it's permitted to eat this with cheese. However, if tznoin, which is a radish, she'chotche b'sakin, which was cut with a knife of bosor, a meaty knife, also la'achla mekutach. So Chizkiah makes a chiluk between food that was cooked in a meaty pot and food which was sliced with a meaty knife. And the food that's sliced with a meaty knife comes out more lechumra, more stringent, that even once it's cut, one may not eat this chorif, this tznoin, with kutach, with cheese. So Rashi straight away asks the question, it's an obvious question, how can it be that something that was cooked up to the heat of yatzei ledesboy, up to the heat with which one can transfer blias, one can transfer taste from one food to another, the halacha is that you can eat it with cheese. However, when you slice it with a knife, the halacha is that you can't. Why would it be that a knife should be more stringent than cooking in a pot, a regular way of bishul? And he brings down two svaras. The svara number one, which Rashi brings down, is called Shamnunis Korosh Alponov. That since a knife is used with an immense pressure, therefore when one slices the meat yesterday, due to the immense pressure, there was some residue that was left caked onto the blade of the knife, and that residue now gets transferred into the onion. Or into the tznoin. We'll discuss soon what exactly is chorif. It's not chorif. It's a big machlokes of tznoinim. So that's the first time that Rashi brings down. But the reason is because with a pot, since you cleaned it out properly, there's no residue, there's no be'en, there's no actual meat in this tavshil, in this tznoin, in this radish, and therefore it's mutter afterwards to eat this food with kutach. However, with a knife, since when you slice the knife, some residue is left on the onion, it's due to that residue that you're not allowed to eat this onion with kutach, with cheese. That's a very poshut svara. The second svara he brings down is more complex, and that is that the koyach, the strength that a dov haChorif has, that it's known that a radish or an onion has, is that it can be moitzi, it can extract blias from the blade of the knife, which it can't do in a regular pot, which a regular food can't do in a regular pot. And therefore, since it can extract blias from within the knife, those blias are what creates the situation that you cannot eat this food now with cheese. Now, if we examine a regular scenario of basar b'cholov, a mixture of milk and meat, if we imagine a regular scenario, there's three concepts that come into a rov's mind when he comes to paskin a regular shayla. Concept number one, let's take the simple example, one cooks rice in a meaty pot, and now wants to eat the rice with a milky meal. So the Rav will straight away think to himself, was the pot ben yoimai, or was it ene ben yoimai? What does this mean? This means that the Chazal tell us that so long as the blias in the pot are still within 24 hours of the original meaty cooking, the blias are still alive, they're still intact, and therefore they can be transferred into your food, which would stop a person from being able to eat the chatchila, that with cheese. However, if 24 hours has already passed, since it's past 24 hours, the ta'am is considered nifgam, the ta'am, the taste is considered spoiled, and due to the fact that it's spoiled, it can no longer usher one to eat this with cheese. That would be the first thing that the Rav would ask. Let's say, Konar, it was ben yomei. So then the Rav would say, I have a heter of nat bar nat. Now, what does nat bar nat mean? It sounds like a very interesting concept. It sounds like an interesting name. But nat bar nat is noisen tam bar noisen tam. Which means that if that the meat or the milk, let's take meat for example, the meat is considered the actual food itself. Now, if that meat is obviously osati with cheese. Now, if that meat would now be cooked in a pot, it now transfers tam rishon, its first primary taste, goes into the pot. That pot, however, if one cooks rice in it, now that rice is not considered tam rishon, because it had to receive the blias, it had to receive the taste through a kli, through a utensil, through a pot. It didn't take the food the taste directly from the food itself. And therefore, since, on the second bounce, since the blias had to go from the meat into the pot, and from the pot into the rice, and the rice wasn't milk, the rice was heta, since it was permitted to eat with cheese, therefore, the ta'am now gets weakened once it hits the rice. Since it's been weakened twice, it's had to go from the meat into the pot, from the pot into the meat, and from the pot into the rice. Therefore, now this rice is considered mutter to eat with kutach. That would be a second mahalach, a second concept which the poskim discuss. And the third one is yatzeh ledes boy. How hot is yatzeh ledes boy? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis discusses exactly this question. And the Gemara says, at shekreisa shel tinuk nichvis, which literally means, from when the stomach of a child is scorched. How hot is that? So there are Mekilim at 52 degrees Celsius, there are Machmirim at 40. The Maisa, the psak which the most place can take on, is somewhere between 43 and 45 degrees. Shlomo Zalman takes on 45 degrees. So if arguments take, let's take on 45 degrees. So long as 45 degrees Celsius hasn't reached, the temperature has not reached 45 degrees Celsius, there has been no transfer of taste whatsoever. And therefore, when originally cooking the meat, you didn't reach Yatzeh Ledes Boy, it never reached 45 degrees. Or, when now cooking your rice, it didn't reach Yatzeh Ledes Boy, the rice might be a bit hard, but there was no transfer of taste whatsoever. And therefore, since there was no transfer of taste, the rice is considered parav, and it's mutter to eat with cheese. These three concepts are the basic concepts which are used in order to be matir, a regular food. Comes along Chizkiyah, and Chizkiyah tells us that the halachas of Dov HaChorif, the halachas of sharp foods, contradict all these three concepts. First, let's take the first one, which was Ben Yomei and Ein Ben Yomei. The Mechaber and Rimmah discuss in Siman Tzad Yivov, Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel, what is the halacha of a Dov HaChorif that is used, that is sliced with a knife, a sharp food that is used with a knife, that is Ein Ben Yomei, that is ready after 24 hours of using. Do you say that the sharp food has the koyach, has the strength to take out blias that are alive, but once the blias are no longer alive, then the sharp food doesn't take on a halacha of miti if it was a miti knife. Or do you say no? Do you say, says the Rama? The Rama says no. Afilu ein ben yomei. Even if the blias have passed 24 hours and therefore the taste inside this knife is already the last time I used the knife was 2.5 weeks ago. However, since we are dealing with a sharp food, a chelik, a part of Chizkiyah's chedash is that the sharp food can rejuvenate, can reawaken the blias that were spoiled already in the knife. And therefore, even if the knife was Eina Ben Yoimai, was after 24 hours since its last usage, it would still render the onion fleischig, meaty. That is the Eina Ben Yoimai chilek. So therefore, we've learned so far that a sharp food, a Dov HaChorif, there is no heter of Eina Ben Yoimai. The second chilek of Nat Bar Nat, it's clear to us that when Chizkiyah tells us the halacha, that we're dealing with a sakin, a knife that you're slicing into a food, the knife is not meat itself. The knife would be tam rishon. It would be the primary taste that it received straight from the meat, which should give the Dov HaChorif, which should give the tznoin, the radish, a halacha of nat bar nat, a second bounce, which should be mutter to eat with cheese. Yet we see, Chizkiyah tells us, that it doesn't have a halacha of a nat bar nat, and it is also to eat with cheese as if it was tam rishon. That we see that Dov HaChorif, not only does it have the strength to reawaken old blias, spoiled blias, it also can extract the blias directly from the knife as if it was the knife itself receiving from the meat. And therefore it has the halacha of tam rishon, which is not permitted to eat with cheese. And the third, which is Yatzeh Ledes Boy, is self-understood. No one here is going to tell me that the Gemara of Chizkiyah is talking about a situation where the knife and the tznaim were Yatzeh Ledes Boy. And therefore, since we see, and yet the radish is rendered meaty. So we see already how Dov HaChorif, the halachas of Dov HaChorif, totally contradict the halachas that we've learned till now in which are in Siman Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Hei, until now, until we reach the halachas of Bava Chorif. Now, what is considered Chorif? Which foods? What's going on here? So the Gemara Chulin, we've already discussed, Kufi Dalet is discussing the halachas of Basar B'Cholov, and the Gemara there clearly talks about its noin, a radish. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara there is discussing what about Blias of Issa of Avodah Zarah. And there the Gemara talks about a vegetable called Chiltis, which the Bessi also brings down many different Purushim. Nobody knows exactly what this Chiltis is, so we'll discuss this knowing from now on. The question amongst the Rishonim is, when the Gemara tells us the halachas of Tznoin, does the Gemara mean only Tznoin? Is it halacha dafka in Tznoin? Or is the halacha also applicable to any sharp food, which would include onions, garlic, leek, hot peppers, lemon, lime, all different halachas, all different sharp foods, anything that you take a drink after you've eaten it is considered sharp, and these halachas would apply. Even though nowadays we take on that one woody, a raw onion, it is possible to eat. The Prima Gaudium in Sivkot and Yud Beis, in Sadivov, discusses and says that since these halachas have been taken on as Yidah v'Chorif, even though nowadays one would not see and one would not feel that they are actually considered strong, but the halacha nevertheless stays the same. That is what is considered chorif. L'maisa, the psak halacha is that we take on that any sharp food is considered chorif. The Rambam is the one that's mekel and says that it's dafka din of tznoin. But the psak amongst the poskim is that any sharp food, like the lemons, the onions, the garlic, they are all got a din of dava chorif, and all these halachas would apply. How much of the food gets affected? So on this, there's machlekes mechaber amot in Sadivov Sif Aleph. The mechaber tells us that the halacha, that the amount that the onion or the tznoin gets affected by, is kedei natila, which Lefi the Chaim Noe is 2 centimeters, and Lefi the Chazanish is 2.4 centimeters. It's not very much on either side of the slice. So if one would take an onion and slice straight down the middle, one would have to take off from the left 2 centimeters of 2.4, and from the right. The Ramah argues, and the Ramah says, that L'chatchila we take on that the whole onion gets rendered meaty, if it was a meaty knife. So for example, if one would slice an onion once with a meaty knife, the whole onion has a lot of meaty, and therefore it is not permitted to eat or to use that food, that onion, with anything else besides the milk. And therefore the meat. It's a bit confusing, I said so. The whole food is rendered like the knife. Now, if it's totally chopped up, if you slice the onion into duck, which is the Lashon of the Torah, if it's totally sliced up, then even the Mechaber would agree that since you can't take the two from either side, then the whole onion has a halacha of milk, meaty, again. Now, that just while I mentioned it, the halacha of waiting 6 hours after Yidah v'Chorif, so Rav Kiva Egan Simon Peites discusses this, and he says clearly that one does not wait 6 hours after eating a milky onion or a meaty onion, because it's not something which is moshech tam. It's not something which the taste would stay behind, the milky taste would stay behind. The onion will stay, and the garlic will stay, but the meaty taste is gone. That is how the Kivega paskins. However, the Prima Gaudium in Erech Chaim, in Eish Lavrom, I think it's Yukot and Lamed, I didn't get to check it up, he says clearly that one does have to wait, and on that the Prima Gaudium says that you do have to wait 6 hours. Comes along the Maharsham says in his last Shulva in Erech Chaim, and says that this that the Prima Gaudium says that one has to wait 6 hours is because the Prima Gaudium was talking about a knife that does have be'en on it, that does have shamnunis, that does have residue on the knife. However, since, says the Maharsham, since nowadays knives do not have residue on them, and we're not worried about this chelik of shamnunis kor shalponov, and the whole discussion is only a discussion of tam, a discussion of blias, therefore even the Prima Gaudium were told that one doesn't have to wait 6 hours. While I'm mentioning it, I heard a beautiful raya from my cousin, Rabbi Wiesenfeld, Shlita in Yerushalayim. He showed me a beautiful raya from the Gemara in Beitzat of Tezayin, that nowadays it has to be that the situation has changed, that nowadays there is no shamnunis on the knife, and the whole discussion is regarding the blias. What's his raya? The Gemara in Beitzat of Tezayin is discussing what's the halacha with somebody who doesn't have enough food for Erev Tavshilin. He doesn't have his kezayis for Erev Tavshilin, and he'd like to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov. Says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a beautiful suggestion. No problem. Go to your kitchen, open your drawer, take out a knife, take out, so long as you manage to take off a kezayis of shamnunis, a kezayis of residue, you're okay. So if it's less than the kezayis, then it won't work for Erev Tavshilin. But if you manage to get the kezayis of Erev Tavshilin off your knife, then you're okay. Now, in my house, there's no kezayis on my knives. And there's no less than the kezayis, my knives are clean. And Taka, that's how the halacha is taken on amongst the poskim, that nowadays our knives are considered clean, we have more sophisticated blades, we have more sophisticated soap, we have more sophisticated washing detergents, and therefore, we would consider knives clean, and the whole discussion is legabe the blias. The duchid de sakina is regarding the second time in Rashi. Duchid de sakina can be moitzi blias. It won't be moitzi the shamnunis. The first time that Rashi gave of the actual residue being left on the knife, and that's why the onion is rendered the tam rishon, That won't apply. But the second chiluk regarding be moitzi the blias, duch kedas hakina, the pressure of the knife will be moitzi the blias itself, even from a clean knife.
Using a spoon would be okay, though.
Using a spoon would be okay. The Dr. brings down what's the halacha regarding a fork, but a spoon and a ladle and all these things will not have a din of duch kedas hakina, even with onions. There is a second chiluk regarding bishul. If one puts, when the onions are still sharp, you put in a spoon, then if the food is yatzah lettuce way, then through bishul the food can insert plias into the spoon. But using dukka will not apply in anything besides a spoon, and there's one, besides a knife, and there's one place which is brought down to Dagi Tshuva. He has a name very, very, very applicable to this halacha. His name is Rav Schneituch, and he discusses that even with a fork, the halacha would stay the same. So let's now that we've seen the klolim, the main klolim that apply, we have, there's no nut bar nut.
You said before, you would read that whether you cut a knife, cheese or meat. Cheese also? Why?
Cheese. The Shach discusses this, exactly this shayla, in Sadi Dalet Tziv Zayin. The Shach discusses this, and the Shach says that if you're slicing through hard cheese and you need to use pressure, then shamlunas will stay on the knife.
Really hard cheese. Then.
Very, very hard cheese. No, 6 months is regarding waiting. You can wait for 6 months on a soft cheese as well.
Bigger problem with a knife than we're waiting?
Sorry?
It's a bigger problem than waiting.
They're not connected. One is a physical thing about how much pressure you have to push into the knife, and one is regarding wasting, and to do with the machlokes Rashi and Rambam about waiting, about how much time is left behind. Sorry?
Meat is hot, and cheese is cold.
Yeah, you're right, but if the reason is duchke de sakina has nothing to do with the yatzadah this way. It's nothing to do with heat. You can take it
cold,
even if it's cold. What you're saying is that blias won't go into the knife if you use cheese. You're 100% right. It's my mistake. The shamnunis par shalpama regarding the first time of Rashi is even if everything is cold. If it's blias, then it had to be used originally for boiling hot meat, which would be difficult in the situation of cheese. Correct. So now that we've learned that, the main halachas, there's no heter nat bar nat, there's no heter reina ben yoimai, there's no heter yatzah lettuce boy. What would be if we apply these to practical situations? Scenario number one is a lady is preparing egg and liver on Shabbos morning, and she slices up an onion to put into the mixture. And she slices the onion, and after slicing and preparing it all very nicely, it's all scooped out and laid out on the Shabbos table, she remembers that she sliced it with a milky knife. Now, milky knife with liver don't get on. What's the halacha? The halacha taka would be, according to what we've learned, even if everything is clean, and even if everything is cold, the halacha would still be that the onion is rendered milky. And since you have on your plate milk and meat, it's also afilu b'di'eved to eat this mixture. Sorry? Even in a ben yoimai. Even any ben yomai. Duch kedas hakina can take out. There's no difference between ben yomai and any ben yomai. That's a classic scenario. It sounds very, very worrying, and according to most poskim, it is very worrying. And one does have to throw out the liver and the egg and the onion. However, there is one kula brought down from Shem the base mayor. He's brought down an oitzah poskim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and he's the first who says this kula, and he says like this. He makes a cheshbon to be mekel, and he says that if the knife that you used originally, if the knife that you used to slice the onion, the milky knife, was a ben yoimoi, then I've got nothing to do, and everything goes in the bin. But he says to go so far as to be machmir and say that the knife that is ben yoimoi, the knife that is eino ben yoimoi, will reawaken the blias. And not only will it reawaken the blias, but you're not even cutting the tzmoin of the Gemara. You're cutting the onion, you're cutting a garlic. And that alone was a machlokes whether the halacha is dafka by a tzmoin. The halacha only applies to a radish, which is mentioned in the Gemara, or the halacha will apply even to an onion. And therefore, if you're cutting anything besides a radish with a knife that's Eina Ben Yoimai, says the Beis Meir, one can be makel to say that the Ramah who holds Eina Ben Yoimai only meant Lechat Chila to be Machmeh. But if it's a scenario where your egg and liver is already laid out on the table, then since you sliced it with an Eina Ben Yoimai and you're not slicing a Tznoin of the Gemara, therefore one can be makel using these two Machleiksen, and he puts them together. Lechach Besodom, the Prima Godom, says straight away, said no one before you ever mentioned such a Kula. And not only did no one before you mention such a kula, ma'in yishmita itzal har Sinai. What's to do with the fact that it's not snowing, and the fact that it's in a ben yomai? There's two separate chumras that we find by Dovah Chorif. One is a physical thing, one is a machlokes rishonim, and you say that since it's anyway a machlokes, whether it's considered Chorif, it's not really a Svek Sveik. It doesn't fit with all the halachas of Svek Sveik in Kofiel. So it's not a Svek Sveik. The Beis Meir is just putting two kulas together. And they say, Mehecha Teza, to put such two kulas together, we don't find such a thing, and therefore the onion and the liver and the egg go in the bin. However, many do use this Beis Meir, and they say that yes, you can use the Beis Meir B'Sha'as Atchak when you have other snifim, you have a Sofek Ben Yoimai, Eino Ben Yoimai, you're not sure what you did, she doesn't remember, you've already eaten half your liver, should you spit it out? In any situation like that, one would be able to use the Beis Meir. I found that every Yatziv in Yerida Simach Chof Gimel.
How did they lose the korach in a knife? Used it 2 years ago for cutting onion. Where does it ever get lost?
Oh, so I thought about that. I think I would say that if already a piece of meat, there's a halacha, I don't know where it is anymore, the Pesach Yeshiva discusses, what's the halacha regarding being mevatel a piece of meat? You have a piece of meat. Can a piece of meat, can a be'en ever be pogum? And he brings there a shitta, I think it's a Chavos Yoreh, he says that you have till you beis chodesh. I imagine that the blias and the knife will have to be pogum as much as a piece of meat can be pogum. The maximum amount that's in the knife is a piece of meat itself. And if a piece of meat is pogum after yud beis, then the chorah would be the same. One can argue, I don't have a clear psak. The mechaber ma'an, not mechalik. You have, even if it's in a ben yoimoy, the only avoid would have a din of a meaty knife.
Otherwise, if you pick a knife out of the drawer, you have to assume that it was used for meat.
If it's a meaty knife, it's in the milky drawer, you can assume it's used for milk. But, as I was saying, the regarding the Kula of the Bismayah, the Divrei Yatziv, and the Divrei Yatziv was the Klozer Mogarov in Yerideya Simachov Gimel, he says clearly, he says words which are unbelievable. He says these words, he says, Kedayu ha-Bismayah godel ha-Poiskem she'enei tzorech ba'askamasi. That the Klozer Mogarov says that the Beis Meir was such a great poysek and he was such a great man that he doesn't even need my haskama, and if he says that one can be mitzar of these two kudos together, one can certainly use it even a chatchila. And therefore, in Sanz, they take use this lachatchila. The Baal Nite Gavriel, who was in Sanz Chosid, one of my chavrusas, he met him in America and he went to ask him what's the halacha regarding the Beis Meir, and he says v'sashala. He says, of course, you can be samech on the Beis Meir even a chatchila. And therefore, we have a very, very strong reason to be mekel. I heard B'Shem Rechem Pichas Shreinbeck, he was also mekel l'chatchila. We have a very strong reason to use the Beis Meir, even l'chatchila.
Do you know how to get out?
Not l'chatchila. In a situation where it was sliced, one can be mekel to use the food.
Only part of the onion has been affected, not the whole onion. And in that part, and only a small part of the whole mixture, so do not have both positions.
Oh, so on that, if the onion is cooked, right, cooked in a pot, then the Ramah says the B'dievet, you're right, only a part of the onion is affected. However, in a situation of duchka, where the charm was inserted into the onion using pressure, since it was used using pressure, one can't use shishim to be mevatel in a cold tavshil. And therefore the onions and the liver are mixed together, but there's no transfer of taste. And therefore, since there's no transfer of taste, if you would take out every single onion, one would be able to eat the liver. But then you have a shayla d'boira. We were dealing with Shabbos morning. We're not going down that avenue. But you cannot use shishim unless the food is yatzeh lettuce way, unless the food is hot. You can't use shishim in a cold mixture.
Only two sides of the onion have been affected by this knife cutting through it.
Correct. But which part is the kedei natida? Which part is the 2 centimeters?
You have it all together with the egg and the liver as well. So maybe you've got less than
that. If you know exactly which parts are the 2 to 2.4, then I imagine the Ramah would agree that you'd be able to take those out. But
he's asking to be mevatel. He's saying if you take the two sides,
right,
and that is less than roiv of the entire mixture.
Right. I hear what you're saying. On that, the Ramah says, when he discusses the Ein Ben Yoyman, he says that you can be mekel even b'dievet. The Ramah says that b'dievet is only a scenario once it's already cooked and the taste is out. Once the taste is out of the onion and it's in the tavshil, then you only need to be mevatel b'shishim. You only need to work out 60-1 against the kedei netila. However, if the onion is in front of you, right, and it hasn't affected anything else, it's in front of you, and you can put the, you haven't got a reason to be mekel to be mevatel shishim because you can't be mevatel the kedei netila. What I'm saying is like this: the Ramah does not say that, but the eved one can say that only the kedei netila got affected. What he's saying is that we take on when you slice the onion, the whole onion is milky, and since the whole onion is milky, one is not allowed to eat that with meat. It's only in a situation where it was cooked and the blias has now transferred amongst the whole tavshil, where when you're working out shishim, which can work against the whole onion, he would be mekel to use to be mashal shishim only against the kedei netila. However, when you have a mixture, a cold mixture, and everything is in front of you, there's no bottle b'shishim, the onions are in front of you, it's not something that you can be mevatel, it's something that you can see.
You've done it already,
but in the cooking, you've also done it already, but in the cooking, we have a musik of bottle b'shishim. Here, there's no musik of bottle b'shishim. I'd just like to go one step further, if time allows. I've been told to finish on time too. That let's just take it one step further. This whole halacha is regarding when you take an onion, you take a knife, you slice an onion. What is the halacha of the onion? Now, what would happen if after she slices the onion with her milky knife, she decides now she wants to, or with a meaty knife better, she decides now she wants to make a potato kugel with a potato kugel she wants to make, and therefore she throws this onion, these pieces of onion into a blender, she blends it, she zhums it, she processes it, whatever you want to call it, and she wants to put that into the potato kugel. Comes along the Magen Avraham, what's the problem? Says the Magen Avraham in Siman Tofnei Nach, and he says that an onion, a davar charif, when Chizkiya tells us that a davar charif can extract blias, it doesn't stop there. Not only can it extract bliyas, it can also insert bliyas further using dukkah. And therefore, if one would blend afterwards this milky onion with the parva blender, then says the Magen Avraham, your blender has now become milky. A common shayla in this scenario is a good old Rebbetzin from Gates Etzem, who knows the halachas of Dovah Charif. So she starts slicing up her onion for her feta cheese salad, and she realizes that she sliced it with a meaty onion, with a meaty knife, sorry. So therefore she quickly takes out the meaty knife and takes a parva knife without anyone, we have to use a parva knife, and she starts, carries on the slicing with a parva knife. According to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Sadi and Tofnan Alav, they pass on that the onion and the knife have now got the din of milky. And therefore your knife, which was parav, is now milky and you can change the sticker. However, says the Taz in Simon Sadi Zion, that not only can you not use it for parav, for parav, but you can't even designate it now for milky. Why? Because since this was a parav knife and your parav drawer, and you normally use it for parav, to be used both with milk and both with meat, we learned from a milky bread, the halacha is you're not allowed to make a milky bread or a meaty bread. And if you do make a milky bread or meaty bread, we pass in it also afilu b'dieved, unless you make a simon. And since it's also afilu b'dieved, the milky bread is also afilu b'dieved, why don't we use it with milky? Says the Taz, Elomai, I have a raya from the halachas of a milky or meaty bread, that once you make something which we have a chashash that you're going to use that with its original use, for example, you make a milky bread with chashash, you might end up using that with meaty, therefore it's considered also afilu b'dieved, and one has to chuck out the whole batch of chalas. Therefore, says the Taz, who are in the case of a kli, in the case of a utensil, that was parav, and now you've made it milky, with chashash you're going to use it for parav, and therefore you can't use it until you kasher it. How to kasher is a different shmuel, you have to do ne'itza, it's not the discussion of today. That's the Taz. The Prima Godem, however, argues, the Prima Godem says that no. The Prima Godem says that it's dafka din alachi and bread, milky and meaty bread, because it says in the Pasuk, alechem levada yichye ha'odom, and he uses that to say that alechem levada yichye ha'odom, that it's dafka alachi and bread, which is used with every meal, however a utensil or another food, doesn't have this alacha, and therefore one would be able to designate the knife for milky. But the knife does get affected. Adkan, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah. However, I'll just finish off with the Chokim, the Mekilim. The Mekilim are the Chavastas and the Evna Oizah. Chavastas and Evna Oizah ask on the Magen Avraham, and they say, the Gemara tells us a big chiddush about Dovah Chorif. Dovah Chorif, it's all cold, it's in a ben yomai, and tzilek can extract, please. They taina, ein l'chaboy el chidushay. The only chiddush that we see brought down in the Gemara is that an onion can extract bliyas from a knife using pressure. But to say that using pressure, an onion can now pass the food back into a knife, that far we don't say. We hold that it will still have a halacha of parav, and therefore it will not get affected. There is a big nafkamina though between the Chavastas and the Evna Oizah, because the two times they each argue for a different reason. The Chavastas says that the reason why it's osa is the reason why the blender stays parav, says the Chavastas, is because in the chabayel chadushay the transfer does not take place, and therefore even if the blender was a meaty blender, the halacha would stay the same. The meaty blender stays meaty, and the milky onions stay milky. However, the Evan Oizah doesn't say that. The Evan Oizah agrees to the Magen Avraham that tam gets transferred. But he says that, true that it gets transferred, but it will not have a din of a nut, a tam rishon, because the onion cannot pass on only a tam sheni, a secondary tam. And therefore, since it's a secondary tam, if the blender was parav, or the second knife was parav, therefore it would stay parav, because it's a nut bar nut, it was be'atera. However, if, according to the Evan Oizah, one would have blended it with a meaty blender, then you haven't got your second tam. You haven't got your second tam beheta. The tam gets osa, hits basa b'chalav, before it comes in. Is that clear? I'll say it again. In the case of nat bar nat, the kula of nat bar nat is like this. The kula of nat bar nat is, you have your meat, the meat goes into the knife, the knife now goes into your potato, and once it's in the potato, since it's been weakened twice, it doesn't have the koyach to asa. However, if that potato would be a slice of cheese, it would go from the meat into the pot, tam rishon, and then it would go into the milk or the cheese, would be tam sheni. That's not how that works, because by the time it hits the second bounce, it's already hit basa b'chalav. By the time it hits, the tam is going from tam rishon, the pot with a knife, into your potato or into your cheese. Since when it hits the cheese, it doesn't get weakened, it's still the tam rishon that's hitting the cheese. And therefore, says the Chavastas, says the Evan Oizah, that it gets weakened to a stage of nat bar nat. Since you are using a meaty blender, since the blender is meaty and the onions were milky, it doesn't get the kula of nat bar nat, and therefore lefi the Evan Oizah would have a halacha of treif, the blender, and lefi the Chavastas, it would have no halacha. Just end off, very simple, the onion, however, would be treif l'chaladeus. Because the onion has the halacha of duchka that it can extract this. It's not limited to once, it can extract the first time from the knife, and then when you blend it with your meaty blender, it will extract it a second time, and therefore the onion would be halacha of treif. Have a good day.